Welcome, children of the revolution, or should I say, bienvenidos, niños de la revolución. This is your host, Daddy Ben Bear. Yes, back again on Ace of Spades, PDX. You thought, there's been a few extra days gap between the last show and this show. We had to get one out this week because reasons, and we're going to explain those reasons. And the reason being, children of the revolution, that this is Hispanic Heritage Month 2019. This is our very first show to directly address Hispanic Heritage Month here in the United States, which runs from September 15th until October 15th. The day of September 15th is significant because it is the anniversary of independence for Latin American countries Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. In addition, Mexico and Chile celebrate their independence days on September 16th and September 18th, respectively. Lastly, Columbus Day, also known as Dia de la Raza, is on October 12th and falls within this 30-day period. Our topic for this show focuses on Fania Records, an independent record label that brought salsa music to the mainstream in the 1960s and 1970s. A short, humorous history of Fania Records goes something like this. If Motown had been a label focused on Latin jazz and salsa music and featured Hispanics and not African Americans, then you might have an idea of the impact and the importance of this part of music history. Fania was founded by bandleader and Dominican-born composer Johnny Pacheco and Italian-American former police officer turned attorney Jerry Masucci in 1964. They focused on Latin jazz and salsa, the latter of which at the time was the term specifically used to describe Puerto Rican dance music only. Though through a great deal of hard work and constant gigging by its artists, Fania, an independent, became the most respected and best loved of all labels that dealt specifically in Latin music. Eventually, salsa music went into a decline in the late 1970s in the United States, and Fania's small operation simply could not compete with the Spanish music divisions of much larger labels. Masucci eventually became the sole owner, and eventually bought a whole bunch of other small labels throughout Latin America that specialized in Latin music. The assets were sold to eMusica in 2005, a Miami-based music company, who went about remastering and re-releasing the Fania archives. Fania has since been revived as a new music label as well, albeit one with a history that literally is the foundation of all modern-day Hispanic music here in the United States. And for our vinyl enthusiasts, Fania has been slowly releasing its back catalog through its own name and in partnership with others, including groups like Vinyl Me Please, bringing back the sound of salsa in the way it was originally produced and treasured on 12-inch black vinyl records. And my God, from start to finish, most of these records, I can tell you right now, there's some people's argument, you know, there isn't a loser among the bunch. And, you know, that's a lot for me to say. So, I guess we should get into the show, right? I guess that's the reason we're all here. And we're going to be kicking it all off with a man who is often known by his nickname, El Rey, or The King. And this man was born in Spanish Harlem in New York City, the son of native Puerto Ricans. A World War II Navy veteran, he used his GI Bill to enroll in Juilliard. Yes. An expert percussionist, he was instrumental in bringing Latin music stateside in the 1950s. His most famous composition is the song Oye Como Va, which was popularized by the one and only Santana in 1970 on their second album, Abraxas. This is Tito Puente with Black Brothers, and we'll see you in about 30 minutes. Oh,
Yeah. eres un palo primero.
No me engañes. Sexy.
Bomba pa' acá.
¡Ay!
Welcome back, niños de la revolución. Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on the audio anthology and educational series, you know, commercial free here. What you're now listening to here are Ace of Spades PDX via Blueberry Podcasting, whether you're finding us on Apple, Spotify, you know, Google Play, RSS feed, you know, whatever trip you trigger, honey. I mean, we're all here to try to make it all easy for you. Just come to the show, and, you know, there's like a whole section, a whole page that tells you how to do all the things. Yes, it's pretty fascinating. You can even get through your Android device like nothing. It's cray-cray. The kids still say cray-cray? I don't know. I'm trying. I'm over 50. Let's recap what we've heard. And something I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show. This is one of 2 hours we're going to be presenting for Hispanic Heritage Month 2019. And both are focused on Find Your Records. This is part one. And let's be heard. We've recap what we did, I should say. We've heard in the first part of our first hour. Kicking it all off is Black Brothers by Tito Puente. Following that was Lluvia con Nieve by Efrán Mon Rivera. There are actually two different men named Mon Rivera. Efrain, who is the more well-known of the two, and his father, who was a janitor and songwriter of the plena genre, a Puerto Rican style of dance music. The younger Rivera, Efrain, who, in a sense, had two careers. One in the 1950s and 60s as a bandleader in New York City, and a huge career resurgence in the mid-1970s on Fania after being rediscovered by bandleader Willie Colon. Following that was Joe Patan, La Botella. Still with us to this day, and still living in New York City, his birthplace, he was a member of a street gang in his youth and did time for Grand Theft Auto. Upon his release from prison, Patan decided to get his act together and start the first of many ensembles he would front. This song is a cover of a track by spoken word freeform jazz artist Gil Scott Heron of The Bottle. Following that was Sabu Martinez, The Oracle. Blending and blurring the lines between Latin salsa and jazz music, Martinez actually played with some of the biggest and best-known jazz artists of the 20th century, including Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Duke Ellington, Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus, Lionel Hampton, and countless others. Over a period of 16 years, he ended up recording 4 albums of material of his own as a bandleader. After that was Charlie Palmieri with Estoy Buscando a Caco. A self-taught pianist, Palmieri was considered the master of his chosen instrument in the salsa genre. Prior to his recording for Fania, he often found steady work as a player in larger ensembles and as a sideman for other artists. Some of these recordings were with Herbie Mann, and both were signed to Atlantic Records at the time, a label that was hitting its stride with soul jazz recordings in the mid-1960s. Following that, a personal favorite of mine, Bamba Na Ma by La Lupe. Lupe Victoria Yoff Raymond was born in Cuba and released her debut album in 1961. Initially, La Lupe was not signed to Fania, but to a smaller label, Latin label, Tico, which was merged when the former bought the latter. Even though her star never shone as brightly as her label mate Celia Cruz, she is remembered for her powerful singing voice, intense and focused attitude on her performance, and a wild style of dancing that has not been seen by really anyone, male or female, of Latin music prior. And the song we just heard, Blanca, White, by Johnny Pacheco with Pete Conde Rodriguez. Pacheco was born in the Dominican Republic, but emigrated to New York City with his family when he was 11. Not only was he the co-founder of Fania Records, he played with every single artist on the label, giving his help when people needed it. He, along with Condo Rodriguez, also founded the Fania All-Stars and the large salsa band that would often back every artist on package tours on the Fania label, and some that would fill stadiums in their heyday. And we're going to be kicking off part two here. With a conga drummer and a band leader. And he was one of the originators of the salsa genre when it was still in its formative stages, when it was called Pachanga and Boogaloo. Another longtime member of the Fania All-Stars, he has released, believe this or not, over 40 albums as a band leader, including the salsa classic Indestructible. He was also a well-sought-after session musician, playing with dozens of other top-name artists in the jazz field, including Weather Report and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. This is the one, the only, Ray Barreto with Tintin Dio, and we'll see you just before the grand finale. We'll be right back. All right, everyone, what an amazing trip this has been. My God, I never get tired of listening to this music. I remember it so much, and the amazing things and energy that came with it growing up in the ghetto in Los Angeles during the 1970s. Especially being in heavily populated areas with Hispanics, it's just music was everywhere, and it's just amazing, wasn't it? Let's recap what we've heard here on Ace of Spades PDX's What You're Not Listening To. This is your host, Ben, Daddy Ben Bear, on our two-part show. This is part one, detailing the amazing classic career of Fania Records. Kicking it all off was Tintin Dio by Ray Brito. Following that was the Fania All-Stars we've been talking about this entire hour. Lo que pide la gente. Founded in 1968 and named after the label they recorded for, interestingly, they ended up staying together as a recording unit and a touring unit long after Fania had closed. They, along with much of the roster on the label, were a major concert draw and the first artists of Hispanic origin to play stadium-sized crowds around the world. One of their performances, in Africa no less, drew 80,000 people and was featured in the film Soul Power. And the song we just heard, another personal favorite of mine, I run around. I have a day job. You know, I'm a training specialist for Goodwill e-commerce here in lovely Oregon. Yes, it's in Hillsboro. And I would just be walking around, and this would just hit me, and I'd just be like, "Kukala, kukala, hi!" Right? And people just laugh, and because it's that kind of infectious song. Celia Cruz with "Kukala." Though already a star in her own right in her homeland of Cuba by the end of the 1950s, she, along with many others, fled the country when Fidel Castro took power. Starting her career all over again in Miami and then in New York City, she toured with Tito Puente's band for several years before her big break on the Fania label Vaya. Along the way, she became an icon for Latino women living in the United States and also became the best-selling Latin artist in history. You go, girl. And we're going to be kicking it all off here with another superstar here on the Fania label. And our last featured guest was a Puerto Rico native. And he was known as La Voz, or The Voice, and was the male star who helped bring salsa to massive worldwide acceptance while on the Fania label. Originally starting out as a member of Willie Colon's band, his amazing versatile voice, singing a series of songs about love, loss, and relationships, made him a huge star and a sex symbol. He would live the high life just a little too much, though. He was only 46 years old when he succumbed to HIV disease in 1993. This track that we're about to hear was an international worldwide smash and spent 16 weeks at number one in the country of Mexico, a country that didn't even have a salsa scene in it. Yes. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Find the podcast page. Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you once and all. And don't forget, in just a few days, we'll be launching off part two. And hope you're all having a fantastic Hispanic Heritage Month. Love to you all. This is Periódico de Ayer, Yesterday's Papers, by Héctor Lavoe.
Tu amor es un periódico de ayer que nadie más procuraría leer. Sensacional cuando salió en la madrugada, a mediodía ya noticia confirmada y en la tarde materia olvidada. Tu amor es un periódico de ayer, fue titular que alcanzó página entera, por eso ya te conocen donde quiera. Tu nombre ha sido un reporte que